No, no, I think Breakthrough TV gives bad broadcasting a good name.
You're listening to Con Air Radio.
Stop whining.
It's about to begin.
Hey guys and gals, this is Smash Tower for Con Air Radio, and I'm back. Yes, I am feeling much better, not so sick. Probably the most you'll get from me is a couple of coughs. I am trying to keep myself lubricated, so I will be drinking a lot of fluids. That was me drinking fluids. All right, so what to talk about? I have made a major decision. Major for me, maybe not so much for you guys. But basically what I am decided that I am going to do is I'm going to go to Phoenix Fan Fusion. I am not going as media because, as we all know, they denied me. But I am going to go anyway. I turned around and made the decision last week. I talked to my wife. She's up for it. We're fine. I sent an email immediately back to Fan Fusion, and I have been waiting and waiting. Technically, at this point, I sent the email out on the 1st of May, and it is now the 6th of May, and I've not gotten a notice, any answer back. And it was a rather simple question, simple statement. I'm not holding them against him or anything like that. As far as I know, the lady that normally answers the emails could be on vacation. Now, most professional business people that I know, that when they go on vacation, they set an email set up, and it basically says, "Hey, thank you for sending me an email. I am currently in the Bahamas, on vacation, whatever, and I'll get back to you on such and such a date." I didn't get one of those back, so I'm presuming that she's still around and she's just getting so inundated with emails she didn't see mine. Now, on that same note, we have corresponded many a times, so I would have thought that it would have popped up as a, you know, as a continuing comment or continuing email. And then I was so concerned about it, I even sent an email just the other day, and it was more of a message, just kind of going, "Hello, you still there?" kind of type thing. And I still haven't heard back from it yet. So I'm very hopeful that I'll hear some information back, or I am going to have to presume. I'm a pessimist, so I usually presume the worst, but I try to prepare for the best. So I'm going to presume, let me reiterate. The question that I basically asked was, I was planning on going. I am a podcaster, a media person that does not have credentials. What am I allowed to do? That was simply it. That was the question. I am just looking for some information on what I'm allowed to do with not having media passes. And the reason why, one of the main reasons why I've asked this is, a year or so ago, they made up a new policy. That didn't sound right. They created a new policy that you were not allowed to use a professional camera unless you have a media pass. So anyone that did not have a media pass could not use what they would call a DSLR or maybe a professional movie camera or something along that lines. And I do know one gentleman for sure who was a professional photographer. He's been doing this for years, especially for Fan Fusion. And they denied him access. They basically said, you can't come in here with that camera. You're not a media person. And so there was a lot of controversy over that. And I got kind of a little upset because when I went in on the floor, I had gone out of my way to look, and I saw people using DSLRs that just had full memberships, no media passes at all. So I don't know if that policy is still going to be in stone. So personally, I'm going to take my cell phone, or my cell phone is my main source of photography. I am going to take my DSLR and have it at the hotel room, and then I have a photographer that's going to be with me who in this case can't use his DSLR to take pictures for me. So until we find out for sure, now I need to make sure that I can find this information out and have it there to prove that this is the case. And then I want to make sure between whoever I've talked to and what the actual policy is on with the fan fusion, because I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't want fights to brew, you know, because they're saying, well, this person did it, this person did it. And I mean, I saw it all over the place last year. So are you enforcing this policy or not? If you are enforcing this and I find out otherwise, it needs to be changed, because there's a lot of people that have DSLR cameras that are not professional photographers. They just want higher quality. So anyway, so I had asked that question, and I'm hoping that I'll get an answer before con, since we're pretty much under 20, well, I think we're what, 16 days out now? So we're somewhere around that, 16 days, I think. Yeah, let me find my countdown calendar real here quick and see what it says. The calendar says, drum roll please, we are 17 days out. So it is May 24th. So yes, 17 days out, and then we're going to go to Fan Fusion. We are staying at the hotel, one of the hotels right there. I mean right there. So yes, if anyone's interested, yes, I'll be staying at the Hyatt. So I have always liked the Hyatt when I was there earlier. The downside is that I found out that no matter what my points for staying a member of the Hyatt don't mean anything. They don't add up. So the club membership basically doesn't mean a damn. And I don't want to sound negative to the Hyatt, but I'm sorry. Why do you have a membership thing where the points don't add up? They just evaporate after a year or so. I mean, and I had established, we had been with them since 2012, I think. And I looked on there to see how many points I had, and I had zero points. Years of staying at the Hyatt basically got me nothing. So I do apologize to the Hyatt. I'm not trying to browbeat you. It is not my goal to do so, but I am voicing my opinion that to have a membership policy or program in place to where you give support to frequent people, that you should allow those points to roll over and roll over and roll over so that people can damn well use them. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, off on another subject. Yes, we are going back to being at Phoenix Fan Fusion. I will have a photographer with me. He will either be taking pictures with a small digital camera, or if being approved to take pictures with the DSLR, he will have his DSLR, and we will be taking photos and handing out our business cards I don't expect we'll be doing many interviews. If I do, they will be probably 15-minute interviews. I would like to do at least one podcast from there. I might try to do something in the room. I'm not sure yet. But anyhow, that's kind of what our goal is. We'll see. I checked earlier today, I think, or yesterday, to see if my opportunity for photos would be available. And when I last looked, it was not available. So it's not something that I'm not expecting it to be set up right away. I want to buy a pass or an autograph and photo opportunity with Alan and Gina, Wash and his wife, if you're Firefly, a Firefly fan. And I would love to get a photo op with them. From what I'm understanding, on one of the things it did say photo op with Alan, but I think it gave like a $160 price, which I'm fine with, because chances are that'll probably be the only photo op we do this year. And we may do Gina's autograph on top of that. We have Alan's, but it wasn't from a picture that we took with him. So there's part of me that wants to redo that. But then, you know, that's probably looking at another $80 to $100 and some odd. So we'll see. I'm still trying to throw some cash together to see how much money I can put together for this convention. We'll see how that goes. Outside of Phoenix Fan Fusion, as I did say, was approximately 17 days away. The next one after that would be Crit Hit 6, Spicy Weather. When I pretty much announced that I wasn't going to go to Phoenix, Crit Hit and MaricopaCon reached out, kind of letting us know that, hey, they're still available. And I reached out to Crit Hit, and as of right now, it looks like I will have a table at Crit Hit, and we'll be doing interviews at Crit Hit. And my co-host, drum roll please, will be Nicole Spickman from Corgi Cosplay, and she has been with us for a little bit, and it's always fun to have Nicole with us when we're doing our podcasting and such, and so I'm excited about it. So hopefully we'll be able to get some decent interviews. I have at least three in mind. I'm hoping that I can get one with Nicole herself. Mostly just to kind of touch base with on how she's doing and you know, what she's got planned coming up and stuff like that. And then one of my former co-hosts, Jared Bernard, will be also there. And I'm hoping that we can get an interview with him. And then I'm also shooting to get an interview with the owners. You know, Jim, I've chatted with Jim occasionally, and I've done a couple of the Crit Hits in the early years, but it's been quite a while since we've been back, and so I'm excited about doing another one. And then hopefully we'll get an interview with Jim and his wife and see what we can stir up from there. I would love to get a few more, and since we'll have the table there, maybe we can reach out and start talking to maybe some vendors that might be there. I'm kind of anxious to see if there's going to be any game designers there. And then I thought about maybe doing interviews with the game designers, if there's more than one person. See, the biggest downside with doing some of these interviews like this is the designer comes just by themselves, and they don't have someone else backing them up. to cover the tables, they could walk away for a period of time. And that's kind of what I would like to do, is just kind of pull them away from their table and say, hey, let's go do a quick interview and talk about their games and such like that. So I'm kind of excited about that too. So it's not something that I've done a lot of, but it is something that we're shooting for. I'm also attempting to convince my wife to do some book reading and kind of give us a review of what she thinks. But she's not a big fantasy science fiction person, so sometimes it's a little tough to kind of pull her away to do it. But I am working on it. I'm hoping to have something put together. I'm actually hoping to where I could get her to do like a excuse me, like a little 2-minute review, and so I can click it and put it on here so that we can have some kind of reviews and such. I have been thinking of also doing regular books, which her and our daughter have been kind of competing about doing a little audio, or they do the book to read and then they kind of send up a review on it, what they thought and stuff like that. And they both kind of take pictures and do this over Facebook. So I'm actually thinking about trying to hook her up and have her do like a 2-minute synopsis of the book and what she thought of it. And then so that she can, so we can put it in here and post it also. So hopefully that might be something that I can try to get started here soon. That way regular people can check out some of the author reviews that we have, you know? Yeah, you know what I think? Yeah. So that is one of our other projects, is we're excited about Crit Hit. We love having a table at these conventions. Phoenix Fan Fusion, I had asked them also, and they denied that before they denied the media passes. So evidently that was a double shot in the head. But that's Crit Hit is 60 days out, so we're 2 months away from that. And I'm actually hoping that I might be able to tweak a few things. At UwuCon, we were able to roll out a new banner, which we actually had a few of the people that we interviewed autograph the banner, and it's going to be something that I kind of liked having around. It may be a banner that once it's full with autographs, I will probably just post it up on the wall. I actually did at one time think about auction it off to help create funds, but I was also thinking, I said, I don't know, who would bid on. I mean, it really depends on what we have. If it's just, you know, cosplayers, you know, or vendors, they probably wouldn't be that interested in bidding on it. But if it had voiceover actors and things like that, then it might be something. I don't know. I haven't made any decisions on it. The banner's kind of a decent sized banner, so if I put it up in my room, it definitely will take up a good size part of my wall. But I'm very anxious to use it at Crit Hit, so I'm very looking forward to doing that. After Crit Hit, we do have another one in August, and this is August is probably my second busiest month. We had one a couple months back where we had like 3 cons in the same month. August is going to be one of those two. So for example, my birthday weekend, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, I'm going to be in Bisbee, Arizona. So we are going to be driving down to Bisbee. We're going to stay in Bisbee for Bisbee Pirate Weekend. We actually saw the Bisbee Pirate people at the Wild Wild West Steampunk Convention down in Tucson. And I saw that and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go. I got to go. It's right after my birthday. So I'm very anxious to go check it out. So that is our basically the next third project, which is 94 days away from now. I'm not really sure what to expect, because there's a couple of reasons. One, I don't physically think, or I don't mentally think, well, most people know me, know I don't mentally think, that I've ever been to Bisbee. I've done a lot here in Arizona since the 80s, and I don't think I've been to Bisbee. So, fingers crossed that this is going to be a nice drive, a fantastic visit. We will be staying at a hotel downtown Bisbee, a very historic location. Matter of fact, I've heard that John Wayne has been there. And so we'll be staying at, what's the name? Mental note. Copper Queen, I think it's the Copper Queen Inn, and we'll be staying there. So I'm very excited to check it out. One, it's a historical hotel. Two, John Wayne evidently stayed there, and I'm a big John Wayne fan, so yes, I'm excited for that also. Three, if I've never been to Bisbee, this will be an exciting thing. I'm hoping we can do some sightseeing and maybe do a couple of tours, because I think they have a mine tour not far away, and I'm presuming that there's some haunted stuff too, so I'd like to find out some more haunted information. I'm not heavy into the paranormal, but it does interest me, so fingers crossed that that's also going to be a part of that. And that is in August. That will be August 9th. I'll be in Bisbee. August 16th, which is the very next weekend, and I'm presuming my boss would scream at me if I decided to take the whole weekend off. So the problem is, because I can't take the whole weekend off, I will probably be doing MaricopaCon on Sunday and Sunday alone. Unless something changes with our staffing, I don't know if we can, if I can be sacrificed for more than that. So hopefully. Oh, that's funny. I just looked down at my phone in my hand, and Nicole Spickman just posted on Facebook. Anyway, I thought that's entertaining. Seriously. All right. So, apologies to Jason of MaricopaCon that I might not be able to be there for more than Sunday, but unless I find out in new information from my bosses, I presume I'm only going to be able to be there on Sunday. Hopefully I'll get a lot more photos, and we'll see. Matter of fact, I might even send you an email or a text message, because I do have a young gentleman who's a gamer, but he does e-games, but he also does card games, like Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff like that. So I don't remember if you guys had anything like that, so I may have to give you guys a yell, and that'll be coming up. A little further in August, and this would be the end of August, which is the beginning of September, is SaboteinCon. Now, we have had the benefit of being an invited guest and also media. I have an issue that if I don't have co-hosts and I can't put panels together. And if that's the case, then chances are I'm only going to be covering it as media. But it really, I don't know yet. I've reached out to Greg and Michael, and hopefully I'll find out some information or not. But as of right now, that is, I'll be covering it at least as media. I do believe I have already set my reservations for that one, so hopefully we'll be there at the hotel. So I'll be excited for that also. And I think last but not least, for this year, I have not applied for the media yet. For Sabo or for Horror Fest. Horror Fest is 157 days away. It's October 11th. And I would really like to be there. I did reach out to them because they're such a smaller con. They said they could not donate a table to me, which I'm fine with, which when the opportunity comes, I will apply for media passes and see if we can go down there and cover it. I do not know if it will be the whole weekend. Being so late in the season, the snowbirds will probably be back and I would probably be needed at the convention or at the restaurant, so I do not know if I can do it other than Sunday. It would have been a different case if I would have been able to get a table there, but as of right now, you know, if I could have gotten a table, then I would have definitely told my boss that, you know, I'm going to be gone for the weekend, and which of course would definitely annoy him, but I don't go out of my way to annoy him, but he would be annoyed because that's busy season. So those are the events that are coming up. Yes, we are looking forward to Phoenix Fan Fusion. Yes, we are looking forward to Crit Hit because we haven't been there in such a long time, and I'm excited about doing some interviews and having a table set up so that we can just kind of bang out interviews, and we can try to get as many people, maybe some vendors, as I said, maybe some guests, and so we'll see what we can get. So and then the excitement of Bisbee is just outstanding because we're looking at a trip out of town at a new town, new hotel, you know, because I like staying at the same hotels when I go out. And I've never been there, so I don't know what to expect. So there's a lot of excitement in this. So, and then of course I'm excited for all of our conventions. Sabo is definitely one of our favorites. MaricopaCon, Jason's always done good with me and let me come and cover his convention. So I'm always excited for these. So, and then Horror Fest, I think last year was the first year that I was able to cover it. I was only able to go down there, I think, for one day. So I'm hoping that this next time I can go down there for more or for a longer. So I'm going to try to do that. Excuse me. And then next year, I don't have it on my calendar yet, but next year I'm going to try to apply for media for Wild Wild West Con, and I'm actually hoping to go down for the entire weekend. I have to double check a few things because I think this year they changed dates, or people had changed dates. So it was on a different date, so it was something that I could technically go to and stay at. So very excited for that. So anyway, guys, those are the events that are coming up. We are, as I said, still excited and still getting ready for Phoenix Fan Fusion. It will be a pretty standard coverage with us, with media. I'll be taking photos, probably trying to do some video clips. There is a small video camera I wanted to purchase, but money got a little tighter because I was sick and I missed a few days. So I've got one more paycheck between now and then. So hopefully I'll make sure I have enough funds to cover my events. And then, of course, Crit Hit we're not staying at, so it won't cost me anything. Bisbee will cost me some money for the travel over there because I think it's roughly a 3.5-hour drive. MaricopaCon and the hotel at Bisbee also. And then MaricopaCon being local, I'll probably just be there for the day. And then Sabo will be there for the weekend. And that's a 4-day weekend. I always like Sabo because it's a long weekend. So, you know, you get to spend some time hanging out and talking and stuff. Stuffs and things, you know. So, anyhow, those are the events that are coming up. I did not and have not had the opportunity to go check out Ghostbusters Frozen Empire yet. It was going to be my goal for this weekend, and it did not happen. It wasn't because I was still sick. It was just I was lazy. Serious. I didn't want to get out of my recliner. I did a couple odds and ends things yesterday, and I went out and checked my mail today. I'm sorry. I was just lazy. It wasn't happening. Ain't going to be there. I will look into it to see if something's going to be up on this next weekend. Maybe I can do it. But I'm presuming that it's going to be out of the main theaters by then. So it may be in what do they call them? Value theater by then. So, but it is on my list, mostly because I did watch, and I did talk about this, I think the last one, I did watch Afterlife a week or so ago, and it was entertaining. It was not something that I would write home to mom about, for sure, but it was entertaining. You know, kind of lays down the ground rules for this one, so hopefully this one will be very good. Graphically wise, it looked cool when I was looking at the trailers, so I'm excited. What else? Oh, Pal World. Let's talk Pal World. I've been playing Pal World for a little while. I'm on a friend's private server, and I've been learning things. Some of it I just learned, you know, on my own. Some of it I learned from watching YouTube videos, you know, and stuff like that, little articles written on it. We are getting close to another update this summer where they're going to add in a new area and like three or four new pals. So I'm kind of going to be excited about that. I am still technically exploring the map, so there are huge areas that are still blacked out to me, so I'm going to have to go back and start doing some playing around more. I did a little exploring earlier today, but right now I'm attempting to go out and capture these big bosses. You know, the big bad jet dragon, you know, for the fastest, you know, around the map travel. You know, and the different guys that are still out there. I've gotten most of all the smaller ones, you know, the replica, you know, this is the regular one, this is the fire version, this is the regular one, this is the water version. You know, I've gotten most of those. So I'm kind of just like fine-tuning it. And there are two ways to power level your pals up. You know, you can feed them souls, and that brings them up to a maximum of 30% of what you're feeding. So you can bring up another 30% of your hit points, 30% of your attack power, 30% of your defense, which is all good. And then you can do what I call juicing, or they call condensing, I think. But basically, you get a bunch of the same pals that you currently are trying to get higher, and you put them in this condenser, and it takes all their souls and squeezes all their souls into a liquid, and then it injects you into, no, I don't know if that's how it happens, but this is the kind of the, what I call it, the condenser or the juicer. So basically you put in a number of pals that are all the same type of what you're trying to level up, and you can do this four times, so it's like four stars. And then when you do this, you actually get, you know, more attack power, more hit points, more defense every time. So you get more every time. So it's another way to level up. Now, what I didn't know in this game was that you could actually get passive skills. I thought that they were just random, but they are still kind of random, but you can breed them in. So if you want a specific skill, get it on a male and get it on a female, and then start breeding them, and then hopefully the child, the young ones, will incorporate these new passive skills. So I'm just starting this, and currently I'm working on one of my I didn't even remember the name of them. Basically, it was one of the decent fire breathers, and I'm preparing him to be a base defender. So currently he has 2 out of 4 max skills, and I think one of them is I think I'm trying to get the second one in. I'm trying to incorporate 2 speed skills, and then maybe 2 defensive, or an attack and a defensive. I'm not sure. But anyway, now that I know that that's there, and then you can bring them in, it's taking a lot more time. I had to create a bunch more incubators to do it, but it's been worth it so far. My first ones that I had of that style, of that species, I had no max level skills. They were all negative or level 1. Now max level is like level 3. So you can go and you can get these skills, and they'll have like a little private check, then a corporal, then a sergeant type thing. Anyway, the level 1 ones are usually basic, like 10%, you know, protection. The level 2s are a little higher, and then the level 3s are, quote, a max, and that's what I'm shooting for. I do apologize. I've been talking quite a bit without taking a drink, so. All right. So that's definitely one of the things I'm excited about. So if we get the opportunity, I'm going to start doing more streaming. My office, where I do my podcasting, where I do my podcasting right now, is a bit of a mess, and I'm trying to clean it up. And I have to find the cable for my video camera, because it is not currently working, and I have to figure out why. It could be an upgrade in the driver, and that's what I'm presuming it is. But hopefully I will light this room up a little bit more. It will be more seeable, and then I'll have to put my blanket down, because it opens to the closet, and there's all kinds of things in there. I want to have it covered up. But when I fire it up, you'll be able to see some of my different little things that I have on my wall. For example, I have, this may be dating myself a little bit, I have 3 Furbies on my wall. Now, of course, none of them are working right now. Well, because you take the batteries out, and they're going to just sit there for a while. But one of them is a Star Wars Furby, and it's a little Chewbacca Furby. He's so cool. When he is activated, he has a Furby Wookiee roar, and it's just hilarious. One of these days, actually, I think I did post a video of it on TikTok one time. When I first started TikTok, I think I posted it on there. Maybe I'll see if I can find that video and post it up on Instagram. That would be kind of cool. Anyhow. All right, guys and gals. I'm going to go ahead and make this a brief one. I'm going to go ahead and close it up. I am feeling better. I am very excited about the cons that we have coming up. I am very excited about going to Phoenix Fan Fusion. I am confused, because it's been forever since I've had to be just normal, but I'm going to try my best to be me, and then hopefully I will get interviews and a ton of photos so that you can still see that it's me, and then I'm out there doing what I normally do. So remember, guys and gals,
if you're listening to me now on whatever service that you're listening to me, and you want to see pictures of what I'm doing or where I'm at, go to Con Air Radio 2 on Instagram. The pictures that I post go there. And I don't know if they've been being transferred over to the Facebook or not, but it's either there or it's Facebook. I may be doing some video clips on TikTok, which I hope to share on Instagram and Facebook. So please, if you listen to me here, follow me on some of those. I'm also hoping to start doing some streaming from these cons on Twitch. So it is something else, so you may see me on Twitch also. So please follow me on Twitch. I am Smash Tower Studios on Twitch. I am Smash Tower Studios on TikTok. I am Con Air Radio 2 on Instagram and Con Air Radio on Facebook. So please follow me on these so that you can see the photos of the events that I go to. When I talk about coming to these cons, I do go to these cons. I do take a lot of pictures and I do interviews. You know, you get to hear the interviews here, but you don't get to see the pictures. And sometimes when we have the table set up, we actually get some pretty good pictures of the guests that we're having there, be it a cosplayer or a voiceover actor and such. So I would say definitely check it out and see if you can find us. If you are going to be going to any of these events that I forementioned, try to find me. Con Air Radio is, I'm usually there in one of my t-shirts. Black t-shirt with Con Air Radio written on the front. I do have a light tan one, but the black ones are my favorites. I'm actually thinking about ordering some more of the black ones, slightly larger, and I want to get them. They won't be ready for these cons, but I want to get them printed on the back, smashtowerstudio.com. So people know what the parent site is. And I'm probably going to try to play with the parent site and see if I can do some more tweaking and make sure there are more links in there so that you can find us on different connections. Smash Tower Studios, by the way, is my parent name. So everything is kind of under Smash Tower Studios. Any of my projects, so... For example, my wife and I are crafters, so it is also on that webpage. I do have a second podcast, which it has been struggling to get. I've been struggling to get it off of its feet. But one of these little trips, like going to Bisbee, I may be able to record and get this one going. Hopefully, that second podcast will also start to come up. And maybe you might continue on to that podcast also if you want other news outside of conventions. And then I tried my hand at being an author. By the way, I'm a very terrible author, so I'm not very good. Don't expect much. But you can actually go there and you can download the two novellas from Amazon. If you're interested in reading them. But please remember, I'm not a good author. I'm not a good writer. But they are out there if you absolutely want to check them out. I have been interested in going back and combining the two of them because they are based on the same story, but just two different views. So I've actually been debating about going back, putting them together as one book and re-editing it so that it's better than it was before. And I've actually thought about printing that one. So it may actually happen. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Or it may just be another, you know, download on Amazon, an updated download. I would then probably remove the two that I have currently on there so that you can't see as bad as it was. I'd have to probably come up on a new cover though too. I did enjoy my first cover for the first book, and then the second one turned out all right. I liked it. It was a different person that did it. And then I had a third book cover, which was a project that I'm still working on and have been for many years. A friend read a piece of it and basically suggested that I need to learn more. So I took it personally and I stopped writing at that point. But I'm still interested in finishing that book because it is actually a book series, and I'm very anxious to want to get it completed and actually put them out there. But at the rate that I'm going, the first three books will probably be the only books that I actually produce. And I've actually have considered doing this as a series, many series, and then have different split-offs of different characters doing their own things. So anyhow, that project is still in the works too. So anyhow, if you guys are interested, go to my webpage. You can check it out there. Each of these projects have their own either Facebook or YouTube or whatever. Oh, that's another thing. I'm in the midst of trying to get my YouTube channel built back up. It is for Con Air Radio. And it will be pretty much apparent like Smash Tower Studios. But I will be posting videos for about a lot of different things there. So something to check out. Please check it out. I have two subscribers. I have four subscribers, and I would really like to boost that up. Any income that we get from any kind of subscriptions or affiliations and stuff go right back into the company to send us to new cons in other states. There are several cons in other states that I would like to start going to, but they're further away and they take either airfare or gas, more gas than I'm currently using. Excuse me. So, if you keep that in mind, and if you see me on Twitch, chances are I will be doing Pal World. My goal is to probably start doing like 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening. So if you're interested in me or talking with me or chatting with me or even watching me play PAL, which of course right now is more of a maintenance thing, you know, leveling up PALs, breeding new PALs, and maybe some exploration. So that's what it's kind of is right now. I don't know. It might get boring. I don't know. You may not. I don't know what you guys are into. Or if you may just want to chat, and that's where I'm at. So go ahead and chat at. All right, so guys and gals, we're going to go ahead and let you go. And from me to you, I'd like to say, we'll see you at the con.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
bullshit!
What a wonderful world.
Where are you going?
Going to pick a fight.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.